is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me.
Talking Heads is brought to you by KFC, Carifta Aquatics 2024, Fincastle Media Group, Nassau Cruise Port, John's Department Store, Tropical Gyros, Percy's Island Games, Cancer Treatment Centers of AME, Barefoot Marketing, Commonwealth Bank, Fine Threads, The Cleveland Clinic, and Fidelity Bank Bahamas.
Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike. Them one pies in me, throw me thing up. Pass me and them girlfriend a link up.
Hello.
Dark way you did that when the thing tough. No food, clean water for drink up. Now me and the dog, them a link up. Big truck, 20 inch rim, just a spin up. The pioneer just a and a hip hop apocalypse up.
Hello.
You can't see the star through the tint up. Plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose gold for the Cuban link up.
We're back at you on the Friday, March 15th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy, Naughty, in your company right up until 6 p.m. You want to take me up in the headphones a little bit, Mr. Producer, please? Let me show that it is. A little better. All right, I'm going to sound like that over the Leo song, Lord Bless the Dead. Take me up a little more in the left, in the right now. You remember, like 5 minutes of the song was just turn up my headphones. Thank God she looked good. Anyway, it's Friday, my people. Happy Friday. It's the weekend. And you know how we do on a Friday. We can review, open up the line. All right, I'm going to hit you up with the lines. How you know how to join on in and chime on in. 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4259 here in New Providence. Toll free in any one of the Family Islands. 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC. 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com, that's guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 96 and BTC Flow channel 612, that's how you get it in, that's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day, right here at Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. All right, let me check this phone line real quick before we get to the break. Talking Heads.
How are you?
I'm good. Hey, thanks, Prophet. What's going on, man? Good to hear your voice. Yeah, man, I had a little cold and flu that's going around, but you know.
Yes, us BH, we have to take care of ourselves.
Yeah, man. Can't burn the candle at both ends sometimes when you get a little older. You ain't lied about that, Prophet.
Yeah. Good afternoon to Mr. Pearly. He hang on for you, and he was good. But I have an observation. I would hope that you would listen to me. The homicide continue, eh?
Yeah.
We had one last night, right?
If I'm not mistaken, yeah.
Yes, we did. You know, Mr. Naughty, when the homicide, it really dear to my heart. And I said, Lord, when this will end? But I've been here a little while now to see and understand why do we have this poorly socialized society.
Well, I think we've had decades of, you know, the gang culture, the drug culture, and them chickens, you know, that set out in the late 70s and early 2000s, they come home to roost now.
Very much so. And we want, what baffled me, Brother Naughty, we want a better country when we have yet to understand, one, the feminizing of the home, take the man out, promote the single mothers, poorly socialized, never been mentored, poorly socialized young girls, never been nurtured. But we want excellence from that. I am baffled by that. I am really baffled by that. And what am I saying? That although I am not perfect, I have enough sense to see that if a boy is not mentored, he will end up being a menace to society. The evidence is clear. And I have enough sense to see that the world is an agenda to feminize the family. And for some reason, This is an agenda. As I look and I watch the news in America last night, this morning, I love news. Two teachers, one a male, right in Miami, a male. The male is being accused for assaulting the little boy. The teacher, the female teacher, is accused of assaulting the little girl. And some video was shown to me that I have. What happened in this country last week at the track center, the two girls. I said, Lord, is this what I'm living in? Lord, what went wrong? I know this is to the feminization of the family. Politicians, they don't care. Some clergy don't care. Now, I don't know if you see the video.
Yeah, we don't have to elaborate on it. It circulated. It circulated, yeah.
And this happened in this country. And it's obvious. I don't know why it will not go away. There's an agenda to feminize the family so we can have poorly socialized society and a poorly socialized children. Thanks for listening
all
to
right,
me,
Prophet,
Mr. Lordy. I just sure thought I should share that.
Yeah, man. I ain't got no problem with you sharing, man. It's all good, Prophet. Now, do I agree with all that you're sharing? Portions of it. Some of it I disagree with. But I think that a part of the mitigating factors that have contributed to us being where we are today. Let's go to the phone lines again real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads. Hello.
Hey, Nori, how you doing?
I'm good.
Hey, I haven't been downtown in years. I had to go down there to do some business today. And I must agree, it looked a little better from the last time I was there. But that park, I think it is across from the House of Assembly, what they call a park?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I gotta go, man.
What part of base are you talking about? You talking about the cruise port? It look better?
Yeah, it look a little better than from I see it.
Listen, the cruise port down there, that's beautiful. It's the other part of the Bay Street that now you need to upgrade because you can't let that go to rock and ruin.
I can get to that. You're right, but I won't go back to that park. That park, to me, I mean, to me, that look horrible.
When you mean the one in Rawson Square with the monuments, with the bus there?
Yes. That look, man. I wouldn't put plan there just so you could see the crews and everything. I mean, like people, the tourists who maybe come off the plane and walk in on base doing the shop, and they'll be able to see the cruise ship. That's probably more upside than those bunch of bush there. But and then the next thing, if I was a tourist, I would ask, who is that monument there? Who's the little slave you got there? I think you should ask for coins for people to come and find out who that is there, because I can't see why that ain't a big statue of Milo Butler. That should be the only thing in the park to be on. That'd make it look more better to me. And put the history there. But that little thing there, man, the thing look like it's starting to disintegrate or something. The moss and come on, man. Now, and the scent of that horse, I think they moved the horse. I don't know where, because I didn't see any of the horse, but the scent is still there. Man, think about that. And now you say going east. From there, from right there going east, man, I don't know. We got to do something. I don't know what it can be, but it's something has to be done.
Yeah, we look at our downtown, man, and listen, I've worked Michigan doing comedy shows. I've worked Detroit. I've seen Detroit. Not a good look. And we starting to rival Detroit with the amount of derelict buildings and empty buildings and, you know, buildings just going to rock and ruin on that portion of Bay Street.
I think they want to do some art, have some artists or something come there. Something has to be done and you know, do some clothes, put some plywood or something and do that. They haven't done that.
No, man, you need to get those businesses going. Just covering it up with plywood and artwork don't work. You need to get those spaces going. You need to partner with the owners of those buildings and young entrepreneurs and get restaurants and boutiques and different things going on down there, man. Bars, to make it 24 hours out of Fremont Street in Las Vegas. And you play off of the hype that the cruise port is getting, and then you have the back end to entertain them later on into the night when they got other things they want to do.
That's what I think. I think that one is a challenge. But, I mean, it has to be inevitably. So I guess they got to get started, because I agree with you. They need to get on board. I mean, get jumping, man. Yeah, thanks, buddy.
No problem, man. I appreciate your contributions, man. All right, yeah. Let's get to the break, man. First break, let's get to that flip side of the break. The line's still open. We'll still be churning it up. Your text is on early today, boy. My God, what happened yesterday? Pearly, call me, man. What happened? I get in text now. You and Anton was at it again yesterday. Oh, Lord. Why I'm sure he's behind, but he'd like to call and freak out with Pearly, but Anton, what happened, man? Why you freak out with Pearly and you don't freak out with me? Anyway, Texas, what's going on? I missed something yesterday. I was caught up on some rest. I won't lie. I peep my head up. I hear Pearly doing his thing. I say, yes, I'm in good hands. The show's in good hands. And I crash back out. But boy, I tell you. And Texas here telling me, say, man, I want him to call today. Well, what happened? Enlighten me, Texas. Let me know what's going on. Let's go to the break. Flip side of the break. We'll be back at you right here on the Friday. March 15th edition of Talking Heads, and it continues right after this.
Enjoy the flavors of summer with a mega-sized KFC combo and get a secret code for a chance to win. KFC and Pepsi is giving away daily beach bundles of a KFC bag packed with KFC shades, a bucket of 25 KFC whole wings, and a 2-liter Pepsi, plus a weekly cash prize of $1,000. Whether it's original recipe, spicy, or barbecue, get your favorite KFC combo today and mega-size your summer fun. KFC Nassau, it's mega finger-licking good.
This Easter, from March 29th to April 3rd, witness history in the making at the Betty Kellen-Kenning Aquatic Center. Cheer on Team Bahamas as we dive into history, swimming our way towards a sixth straight victory at the Charifta Aquatics. Feel the thrill of competition as 500 athletes from 24 countries from across the Caribbean converge in the Bahamas for the championship title. Immerse yourself in the greatest youth athletic spectacle being held in the Bahamas this year. Watch live as champions are born, records are shattered, and dreams are realized. The Charifta Aquatics isn't just a competition. It's a showcase of the future of swimming right in the heart of Nassau. Mark your calendars. This Easter, March 29th to April 3rd, the Charifta Aquatics at the Betty Kellen-Kenning Aquatic Center. See ticket information and full schedule at CharIftaAquatics.com. See you at the poolside.
We need to talk. And it's about something pretty important, your NIB contributions. For nearly 50 years, NIB contributions from hardworking Bahamians have supported families and individuals alike. But Bahamian families have changed. Families are having fewer children. This means less workers are entering the workforce and making contributions. And with Bahamian retirees living longer, pension payments have also increased. As a result, payouts have gone up, continuously exceeding contributions coming in, resulting in a deficit. That's why, starting on July 1st, 2024, both employers and employees will have to pay a little extra to sustain this national lifeline. The July 1st rate increase is our way of ensuring that NIB benefits are available for generations to come. We all have a role to play, and it starts with investing in tomorrow, today, with NIB.
Three-Way Productions presents Showtime at Nassau Cruise Port. Experience live performances every weekend. The elegance of classical music. The infectious energy of Latin nights. The smooth sounds of jazz night. And a delightful evening of Bahamian music. March 15th and 16th and March 22nd and 23rd. Visit www.nassaucruiseport.com/events to learn more. Nassau Cruise Port, the place to be.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
We're back at you on the Friday, March 15th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy, Naughty, in your company right up until 6 p.m. But I tell you, texts are flying in. Get to some of them in a second. Looking at the headlines in today's Guardian, News and Views in Madison's 1844. We don't aim to put society at risk. Judges highlight need to protect presumption of innocence. Three former Chief Justices of the Bahamas and the current Chief Justice last night rejected claims often put forth by some members of the public that judges are recklessly putting society at risk by granting bail to criminals. Good read right there, story by Candia Dames. And Chief Justice Sir Ian Warren, former Chief Justices Sir Michael Barnett, currently the President of the Court of Appeals, Sir Brian Marie, and Sir Burton Hall were the panelists. Good answers, too. Good panel right there, too. Court reserves decision on Gibson witness. The Court of Appeal yesterday reserved its decision on whether a former defendant in the trial of Adrian Gibson and others should be allowed to testify for the prosecution. Nearly 300 shantytowns demolished so far, minister says. Hold on now. Did we have 300 shantytowns or did we have 300 homes in the shantytowns? Because if we had 300 shantytowns, where was all these 300? So, 300 structures have been demolished, all right? So, Mr. Sweetenman, come on now. Say what has actually been done. You know, your administration has problems with communications and words and misspeaking. Not maybe you personally, but I mean, your colleagues and your PM from time to time. So let's get it right. 300 structures have already been demolished. Good job. But it can't be 300 shantytowns because, no, we don't have that many. Speaking of shantytowns, Naughty, what is the role of Luby Georges now at immigration? Listen, from what I understand talking to Luby George, Luby has a consultancy company that does immigration consultancy for individual clients, and they also liaise with the government. That is what he told me. Told me that a couple months back when this came up. That hasn't changed. I can reach out well. I can reach out again and inquire. But the last I spoke to Mr. Georges, that was his capacity. So we'll keep an eye on that. But I can only go on what the man tells me. But the shantytown issue is obviously a problem. And the immigration issue is a problem. See news reports coming out of South Florida concerning the Haiti jailbreak. Okay, now, let me see. Okay, well, I got something from one of the dailies. Boy, Texas, you all don't play. Now, let me revisit this. Texas, can you send me the actual date on this so I know for relevance what the date is on this? And I guess this was asked to one of the dailies, what role is played by Georges? Prime Minister Phyllis Davis is the leader of the Progressive Liberal Party government and will undoubtedly make decisions. And one of his decisions was the appointment of Haitian behavior activist Luby Georges in the Ministry of Immigration. Admittedly, Georges' role as consultant in this PRP administration came as a complete surprise to many Bahamians when it was cavalierly mentioned on the news, on our news. All right, Tex, I'm glad you sent this to me, but at the end of the day, I need to know what context this is. If this is actually an article or if this is actually a letter. But at the end of the day, I've heard, and when I asked Luby the questions based off of this, if I'm not mistaken, because this did come up a couple of months back, he clearly explained to me that he has a company that deals with immigration and processing immigration, you know, paperwork. for individuals, and he also liaises with the government from time to time. That's all I can take it as. But now that I've gotten some of these other stuff, I can do my due diligence. And if necessary, then me and Luby will have to have a talk. But again, immigration, a big, big issue in South Florida. And they're already assuming with their reporting that, you know, they're going to come right through our archipelago and end up over there. And I think the last count was 540 that we actually detained. We can't take that burden on. We have enough burdens of our own. And I don't want to sound callous and cold when I say that, but last time I checked, charity begins at home. We got too many displaced, suffering Bahamians right now that need attention and need assistance. And we can't really open our borders and take on any more from anywhere, near or far. But the sad thing about it is, this again is another situation where you look at it and it's been going on for years. And now here we are in 2024. It's come to a head. And where are we going? I mean, I got concerned reports out of Abaco that Mr. Sweden is talking about the demolition of these shanty town structures to the tune of 300. But what's the aftermath? Are they clearing up the debris? Is government moving the debris and disposing of it? I'm getting reports in Abaco that after the shanty towns are dismantled, the debris is left there, no security. So people are not coming in and hauling off debris or whatever they're salvaging. Where's it going? Where's it ended up? Is there another shanty town in the making in Abaco? Those are the questions that need to be answered. And you cannot demolish the structures without doing the proper due diligence. Knowing how many people were displaced and moved, where they're now residing, if they are local, if they are, you know, documented correctly. And if they're not, there's still many I's to be dotted and T's to be crossed in all of this. It can't be all buck up, go, yeah, we knock down some structures, that's it. No, 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 no. This immigration we deal with. Nor do we also have a lot of illegal Chinese here as well. Only difference is the illegal said don't be seen. Well, and it's not just Chinese. There's multiple nationalities here under the radar. Okay? Of all hues, colors, races, creeds, denominations. Just go shopping on a Sunday morning in certain food stores. You'll feel like you're in the United Nations. Which is not a bad thing, but it needs to be controlled. We need to know exactly who is in our country, where they are in our country, and to make sure Bahamians aren't being displaced. Naughty, afternoon. If Luby is a consultant for the government, he should not be carrying out that personal service. Conflict of interest. Consultancy should be taken away. There you have it. And if it remains in the capacity that he explained it to me, it hasn't changed since then I agree with you, Texter. But if it has been changed, then there needs to be some sort of, you know, clarification of it for the general public. All right, boy, Texter, you ain't playing either, boy. You selling me the whole thing. And that was of March 14th, 2024. So that was of yesterday. Yesterday's Tribune. Okay. And apparently that caused an uproar as well, too, on social media. But I saw the uproar going on. People were answering questions. The questions were answered and asked. I think Mr. George got involved at some point. I know he made Richard Johnson do a retraction, so obviously the wrong info was out there. Which you need to retract, Blaney. But anyway, that's a different story for another day. But it does bring into question, good point that text, it does bring into question the consultancies. Especially when you have a large cabinet to go along with well-paid permanent secretaries and other technocrats, government technocrats. It's a very good point. Because at the end of the day, it's all money and we need it now. Text, I'm not even reading this. You trying to get me in problems on a Friday. You and your robe and I have a good weekend. Boy, I tell you. The more things change, the more they should have said. Weren't we talking about this years ago, too? Wasn't this brewing years ago, and now here we are? It's like festered. And here we are, you know? And I'm glad that the shanty towns are being dealt with, but you can't be disingenuous and say 300 shanty. No, 300 structures have been knocked down, but have they been destroyed completely? A lot of concern in Abaco. And, you know, a lot of drafts, this administration put a lot of drafts and plans and reviews, but where's the rubber hitting the ground? Where's the rubber meeting the road? You know, a lot of propaganda being pushed up. But what's the end result? And guess what? Speaking of information, I have to call out Mr. Obi Roberts, National Vice Chairman of the PRP. Obi, you could be in all these chat groups, copying and pasting away. But when anybody asks you a question, you don't even have the common courtesy or decency to respond to what you've posted, which is directly information from this administration. Now, I would like to know, when you first came in to office, this administration, you had no problem coming on this show talking on behalf of the PLP. You know your chairman ain't coming because he don't want no part of me and I don't want no part of him, period. But you were a conduit for putting information out there. And, oh, when you was in opposition, you wouldn't want to be here every Friday. So why can we not see you now, Mr. Roberts? Have you been muzzled? Have they, quote-unquote, politically neutered you to the point where you could only copy, paste, and share? Would your chairman tell you to share? Or can you actually speak on behalf of the party? Because people would like to hear what's going on from your side of the bench, from your side of the street. And wherever I go, people put the pressure on me. Now you got friends on both sides of the political divide. Let's get some PLPs on there. We want some answers. So, Mr. Roberts, what say you? When are you available to come on Talking Heads like you used to when things was all good for you? When you want to come home, come back on and answer some questions? You might have to answer some tough ones considering what this administration is doing, you know, across the board. You will have broad cross-sections, you know, portions of the, you know, of the Bahamian populace wanting to ask questions. And, you know, Bahamians want information, and without a Freedom of Information Act or a Procurement Act, it makes one scratch one's head. So if you could facilitate that and be a conduit, be a bridge for us to get some information out there, actual, factual, that would be greatly appreciated. But obviously, if we don't, then I'll have only one thing to fear, that you also, my brother, have been muzzled. And that would be a shame, because you come from good political stock. There was no chairman greater in this country. I mean, it could be debated, but he's one of the top three chairman, political chairmen of all time in this country, the late, great Bradley Roberts. And you got to uphold that legacy, Obi. We need to hear from you, brother. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's happening?
How you doing?
I'm good.
Well, anyway, you know, it's been a while since these people have been looking out for foreigners from the south, foreigners from everywhere else, right? The administration of the day. And you know, yesterday makes 16 months since I've been advocating for them to answer my letter, right? My property in Crooked Island with Pittstown operating, right?
Go ahead, you're breaking up a little bit.
Remember I said it's been 16 months yesterday since I've been advocating for the Bahamas Investment Authority to answer a letter to them.
Correct.
Right, they ain't answer, right? Now, they mention of the justices in Sabrina run the CM Pittstown them in 2007, and Cheryl Albee made a decision on the 23rd of June, 2008, on the CMR and dismissed their action. 19 days before that, on the 4th of June, that the investment board already rejected them. You see what I'm saying? And here these people are, but this administration not answering me, decide they want to come and bring up an action. The same thing, you know what res judicata means in law?
Break it down for everybody.
Res judicata means Cheryl Albee made that ruling where they never had no approval and was rejected already and based on the International Personal Land Holdings Act, you know, based on some document signed between the parties, which was void ab initio. And she made a decision then. Now, they still trying to bring action based on that before the court yesterday. I sent a copy to them and said it was already rejected by the court by Cheryl Albee.
But let me ask you this, Gwala. Apart from them responding to you, what's the final outcome you want out of this? Because you've been holding on for 16 months. That's a long time, and
No. See, the decision, so Biden Hall run them in 2007, and Cheryl Albee made a decision in 2008. They never go, see, the people talk about the Movable Properties Act. No foreigner, no foreign company in this country. They want my Bahamian people to understand. Has any right where they haven't been given approval by the investment board to do anything on anybody's land, or they don't have no right to any transaction that they have signed for anybody's land without prior approval from the investment board. That's understood, right? And that's what happened in this case. Rejected by Sir Burton Hall, rejected by Cheryl Albee, they continue to carry on. Okay? Decision is made. You follow what I'm saying? By the court. They can't bring an action to the court under the legal term called res judicata in the same action before the court. And yesterday they got talking, but they want costs. And I sent a copy of that decision by Cheryl Albee to the court, to the registrar, to show him that there is no...
Hello? All right, listen, Carl, I get it, but I don't mind you making your point. But remember now, if it's a legal matter, if it's sub judice and it's before the court, we really can't expound on it. Notice I glazed over the Gibson case. I glazed over it because it's sub judice, it's before the court. So I appreciate you, Carl. I appreciate your contributions. I do. But I can't really let you go if it's before the court. That's where it's got to be settled. So, appreciate the sub judice factor of it all as well. But anyway, it looks like it's that time to take that break and get to the news, right, Mr. Producer? Good first hour, everybody. Good stuff. We got a call here. We'll have to get that in the 5 o'clock hour. If not, we're talking sports in the 5 o'clock hour, to tell you the truth. So, get to the break. Flip side of the break is the news. And on the flip side of the news, we'll be talking sports in the 5 o'clock hour. Keep it right where you got it, the Friday, March 15th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is pricey, and pricey is tradition.
So when you
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Made exactly the way they should be by someone with chicken in their name. The new Kentucky Chicken Sandwiches feature a quarter pound of all white meat, triple breaded, spicy chicken breast filet on a freshly toasted buttery brioche bun. With your choice of lettuce, tomato, bacon, thick cut pickles, and the perfect amount of Colonel's real mayo or spicy sauce. Every chicken sandwich is freshly prepared and piping hot. Kentucky Fried Chicken Sandwiches, the only chicken sandwiches that are finger licking good.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
This Easter, from March 29th to April 3rd, witness history in the making at the Betty Kelling Kenning Aquatic Center. Cheer on Team Bahamas as we dive into history, swimming our way towards a sixth straight victory at the Charifta Aquatics. Feel the thrill of competition as 500 athletes from 24 countries from across the Caribbean converge in the Bahamas for the championship title. Immerse yourself in the greatest youth athletic spectacle being held in the Bahamas this year. Watch live as champions are born, records are shattered, and dreams are realized. The Charifta Aquatics isn't just a competition. It's a showcase of the future of swimming right in the heart of Nassau. Mark your calendars. This Easter, March 29th to April 3rd, the Charifta Aquatics at the Betty Kelling Kenning Aquatic Center. See ticket information and full schedule at CharIftaAquatics.com. See you at the poolside.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Recording in progress.
Back at you on the Friday, March 15th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. Purdy should be zooming in short order. Have you got Purdy yet? Look out for Purdy. He'll be zooming in a second. Most definitely. You know Purdy can chime in. Trey probably by the air fryer right now. Dodgers playing today probably, so. It's Friday. We got to pull him away from Dodger baseball, but Purdy will be zooming in a second for sure. While we wait for Purdy, I'll jump in to today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Don't forget, happy hour going on at Naughty Johnny's right now, 5 to 7. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. Great highball specials, great food specials. Be sure to check that out. And here's what happened on this day, March 15th in sports history. 1869, the Cincinnati Red Stockings, that has become known as Cincinnati Reds, played their first game. They were the first professional baseball team. 1912, pitcher Cy Young retired from baseball. 1962, Wilt Chamberlain finished the NBA season with 4,029 points in 80 games. 1962, Canadian figure skater Donald Jackson became the first man to land a triple Lutz jump. 1969, Bob Beamon set an indoor record for the long jump with 27 feet, 2 and 3 quarter inches. On October 17th at the Olympic Games in Mexico, he jumped 29 feet, 2 and a half inches. 1991, Sergei Bubka of the Soviet Union became the first pole vaulter to declare 20 feet. And of course, let Pearly in, Mr. Producer, please. Pearly say he's knocking and you ain't gonna let him in. Sports quote of the day, he shouldn't pick on girls just because he hasn't had much luck with guys. Pam Shriver, tennis pro on Vitas Gerulaitis, who has been bad-mouthing women's tennis. And Vitas did bad-mouth women's tennis big time. All right, we got Pearly. Good man. You got him now? Anyway, all right. You work on that, and I'll work on this. All right. So look for Pearly. He's trying.
He left McKee home. I'm sorry, Kermit. Leave McKee home.
You leave your key home, mate.
Couldn't get in the room. I left my keys home. Sorry, I'm telling Kermit sorry for that.
Oh, Lord. All right. We got you now.
In this corner.
Pearly. What's happening, Pearly?
Everything cool, man. I good. I listened to you a little bit, but I had a few calls. Anderson called, apologized to me for misleading my callers on and listeners on what I said, what was said yesterday.
No, he ain't called today. He ain't called.
Okay, all right. Let's go back to, all right, move right on to sports. No problem.
Hog, I'm going to rub their skin. It's all good.
Okay.
All right. So let's look at the local sports scene now, because we already did today in sports history. Champions crowned in primary school nationals. This is golf. Windsor Homeschool, St. Andrews, and Poitiers Golf share the titles.
That doesn't influence that.
Primary school.
I thought Eva Hilton won the primary school division. That was in the papers in Thursday, yesterday paper.
Probably.
Oh, okay. All right. Windsor, Life at Key International, and who won?
And St. Andrews.
Oh.
Pearly, I didn't tell you. That ain't the St. Andrews that I went to.
Yeah, but they still got the...
No, sir. They are in the LeBron James category with me, bro.
Yeah, but the thing about it is...
Because that ain't...
Sad about it.
That's nothing close to what my mother and my late aunt, Lord bless the dead, and plenty other moms and dads that I know from my generation who are here and who have passed on. That ain't the blood, sweat, and tears they put in to make that what it was for it to end up how it is now. Sorry.
Understood. But, I mean, don't vent on them right now. But what I want to talk about...
With all due respect, I mean...
Yeah, I understand.
I can, and I will if I want, but I'll follow your lead.
I just want you to... I know it's the weekend, you know, I know, but, you know. But my concerns is with the sport of golf in this country. There's no... Outside the par 3 golf course that Brother Flowers and them have by the Sports Center, there's nowhere that... average people like us can afford to play golf in this country. We need we need a public golf course.
We do.
We need a public golf course. If you're going to grow the sport and they're starting to play golf in the schools and having a golf competition, it's not fair. Life at Key and Windsor and
Poitiers Golf.
They'll always win it because their kids can afford to go play golf at the Life at Key Golf Club or at Albany or whatever. But the kids on out east and the kids in over the hill can't play and there's nowhere. And I applaud what Brother Flowers has been doing with the Sports Center. That's a wonderful, and that's great. But we need a par 72 proper golf course, public golf course. But the thing is, just don't do it if you ain't gonna maintain it.
Nope. We gotta have it. And you know, out there. At the Sports Center, you got the 14 Clubs Golf Academy. Georgette Rowe, one of our premier female golfers, does a great job out there.
Yeah.
And that's designed, you know, for youth golf. But we do need a public course, because that's only 9 holes out there.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. These are the kind of things we should be looking at, and, you know, if you want to grow... if you want to grow things, if you want to grow sports in this country, these are the kind of things if you want to, you know, we're a small country. We excel in every sport that we decide to participate in. Even when I didn't start winning up the water polo and all. So if we, and I'm sure if we start putting some effort into golf, you'll see how well these kids will do. And
there's
a wonderful scholarship out there. Wonderful scholarships. to very good schools.
Golf will put you through major Division I programs with golf.
Stanford University offer golf scholarship. My nephew lives in Florida. Went to college on a golf scholarship. Didn't have to pay a dime. My niece, who is a junior, is one of the top golfers in South Florida. She's going to go to college at Division I school free because she can play golf.
And nothing wrong with that. That could put you through school. That's something.
But she's able. There are municipal golf courses all over South Florida. So my brother, her dad, takes her to play golf all the time.
They got driving ranges too.
Yes, and she is good. She is good. You know, dad's behaving, mom's behaving. I'm trying to talk her and say, listen, you really need to come try out for the Bahamas national team. But we'll see if she does it this year.
We'll see, man. I'm rooting for these young golfers, though. It would be good to see a whole crew of them.
When I saw Eva Hilton name come up, I say, hey, Oaks Field, that was fine. I was elated.
Yeah, I look at it now that I say, though, you know, if we could incorporate some of the inner city into the program as well, you never know how far it could go.
Yeah. I remember I used to, they can't tell me that I didn't finish waking for them. I used to duck wait to go play golf sometimes. And you see 3 o'clock, my friend goes, you ready, boy? Are you ready, boy? Let's go. We try getting with 9 holes before I get dark hit. This time of the year, ooh, love it. 7:30 quarter, that's coming off the course.
Beautiful thing that is. Let's go to the phone lines right now. Talking heads.
Hey, Nori.
Hey.
Yeah, you're all talking about the golf thing and everybody who went on golf scholarship from this country and got college education, even Shane Gibson. You understand? When we grew up in golf on Blue Hill Golf Course, right?
Yes.
You know where that was, right, Burley?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what flowers have there? Because all us grew up and playing golf under him and all the older golfers. Where he hit that 9-hole was the dump. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know. Part of the dump, yeah.
And the original Blue Hill Golf Course there is where they put all the baseball fields, right?
Yes.
That's where the first 9-hole Blue Hill Golf Course was. That's where everybody learned to play golf from back in the day. Now,
The clubhouse is where they had a lot of wedding receptions.
Right, okay. And when they did that, and they put those first softball fields there, right? They took most of the softball activities from out of the high schools, out of the different communities, right?
Okay.
Now, they kept, and I suggested that to my girlfriend, Daddy Freddie Heeks, that they should have done and keep that there around the kind of time when I was in high school, junior high school, took it away because it's centrally located. Government IA filing, everything right then. Everybody could jump off the jitney and walk from Blue Hill Road like we all did. And that's what caused everything to lie behind. And yes, golf is carrying on because us who got some golf scholarship money to go to college and everything took golf away back. But it's coming back. And yes, it is a good thing because we had no problem hiking from here to South Ocean. Carl Harbour, you know there was a golf course in Carl Harbour too?
Yes.
Okay. Paradise Island. And we had a public ambassador, which was the NASA.
I played Paradise, I played South Ocean.
Right. Which is now on Bahama. That's where we all grew up. Okay.
The big golf course.
Now, let me just suggest something. They say you're saying the public golf course and what it costs, right?
Yes.
Ain't nothing wrong with giving Bahamians reduced rate to go to these golf courses and play. Okay?
But even the reduced rate is high.
Okay, but bring it down. You know what I mean?
If you're a member of the Bahamas Golf Federation, you get it at a reduced rate, and that's even still pretty high for some people.
Well, when you're talking about the junior program.
You get some golf course in Florida, you pay $10, $15, $20 to go play golf.
Okay, but let's say even a couple little more than that, parents will give in to that, you know. You understand? It might not be that low, but what I'm saying is, with the juniors, go there and whatever it may cost, just Bahamian rates. There ain't nobody could question that. You think the foreigner's going to know that Bahamian pay Bahamian rates? No, they would know that. That is for the government to do it and try and advance the sport and have people and get with it, because Ambassador, which is now Bahama, was Bahamian owned, right? That's all I have to say about that. Y'all take care. Have a nice day.
All right.
Okay, my brother.
I tell you. I mean, I think we got potential with golf, Pearly, but we got to get it back to where it needs to be. I find with a lot of disciplines, there were a lot of made back in the day, and they've kind of fallen off over the years. And when people try to get them to go, and there's still a lot of disconnect and bad feelings. We need to smooth all of that out for the sake of the athletes, especially the youngsters, and make sure all these disciplines get to where they need to be and run properly.
Yeah, I agree.
And if we're putting athletes under the conditions we're doing it now, just imagine if we got it right.
I agree 100% with you, brother. So good news, right? We got a world champion.
Pretending to what, to box it?
Yeah.
Well, how so? I think we have maybe a boxing match.
I don't like the Junotti. Now I know you just show me you don't read my texts.
Okay. I saw you send the texts, but I saw that, and I thought you were referring to the same individual that I had spoken about earlier, the day before.
But I thought didn't he just fight? It was in the papers. I think it was in the
he
papers.
He fought last weekend.
Okay, all right, the same person. All right, we got you. Okay,
and that's Rashid Williams. He won the NBA NAB title, and now he's in line for potential world title fight.
And he's supposed to fight. You're correct. Yes,
he won the world NBA welterweight title. Now you know. I think NBA is what, North or National Boxing Association or North American Boxing Association, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
So hopefully you'll get the opportunity.
But
he's only 10-2, yeah, and all those federations still exist. So obviously he's going to be able to go up now and chase some champions.
All right.
He's on that contender list.
That's wonderful. So. What's going on with Dallas, man? What's going on with Dallas?
Well, we're sliding into who's in and who's out. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. I'll be honest with you. We were talking about it earlier. My opinion, what's going on in Dallas, everybody got a one-year contract. McCarthy, the coaching staff, Dak Prescott, everybody who we just signed recently is a one-year deal. Except for CeeDee Lamb and Micah Parsons, everybody's... you know, on a one-year deal or already signed. So I think priority would be to sign CeeDee and Micah before it comes ludicrous. But at the same time, you have to look at it for what it is as a Cowboy fan. If everybody's got a one-year contract, this a fish or cut bait, crap or get off the pot moment.
I look at it a little differently.
But I would ask you, because I know you like to do the GM thing and look at the numbers and... you like to play, you like to play with figures, all kind of figures. Tall,
first of all,
short, skinny.
When your owner said all in, I kinda thought poker wise, it means he's putting all his chips in one time.
Correct.
In other words,
I wonder where you got that analogy from. Anyway.
Yeah, he's all in the Woody has on the team right now. But number two. Dak Prescott is going to be a $59 million cap hit to y'all this year. And for that, y'all can't pay nobody. So I really think that Dak is going to get his extension. This is going to free up a lot of money for y'all to bring some players in and pass in, extend CD, and technically go all in and with what you got and add some other pieces. That's what I really think is going to happen. Because you cannot go with a one-year contract on Dak this year unless you just can go with what you got now and throw cut up and be the third or fourth place team in the NFC East this year, then fine, your analogy will work. But what I'm thinking is they're going to extend Dak pretty soon. It's free up a lot of money. If they're 59, they probably free up like $30 million that they can spend and get some things. I think that's what's going on right now. You don't like my idea?
No, I like it, but I just...
think about it. $59 million cap hit is a big hit. And the team that's going to feel that is next year when Denver got to take that $45 million hit for Russell. Russell and a $39 million cap hit this year and $45 next year. That's a big hit.
That is a big hit.
It is. It's a big hit. So you have to look at that. You mean, why would you have a benefit of a $250-some million cap, and you can't spend it because you got 59 of that done going. So, watch. You would call me and say, "Boy, Pirelli, you're a brilliant GM man. You know what's going on here with this." They're gonna extend that, and that'll happen. If it doesn't happen before the month is out, it will happen pretty soon, pretty quick. Particularly, I think before the draft.
Boy,
I wouldn't be surprised if that announced pretty soon. They're working on that. Extend him, get a ton of money, free up some money this year so that y'all have some money to spend, and rock and roll. He's going to get a similar contract to like what Mahomes got so that they can again in a couple of years restructure it to have some money free up.
Exactly. I think that might be the case with Justin, but it also might be that they might bite the bullet. They like to build through the draft, go into purgatory for 2 or 3 years and come out strong with a lot of young players, a lot of young contracts that they could control.
Then you're wasting two players. If you're doing that, you're wasting Micah. Let them go. Because you're going to waste 2 or 3 years of their time to build a rebuild a team. And by the time you rebuild that team, they done been in the league 5, 6 years. Don't you think it's not happening? The decline.
Agreed.
So I think if they're going to take that approach and they're going to pull some big thing and get rid of them too, or they're going to extend. I'm still going to hold on extending Doc.
Doc, I think, is going to get the extension because, either he's going to get that extension or we go a new quarterback.
Nah, he's going to get that. Doc Prescott is going to be the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys next 5 years. You might as well just accept that and move on and start looking around other things. He's going to be your quarterback into the end of the 20s.
Boy.
Yeah. You're going to sign into a 4 or 5 year contract extension. That's it. 3, 4 of them he'll play for sure, and then you might look at restructuring if he's playing well or get rid of him. But at the time, in this season, 2025 and 2026 season, it's going to be your quarterback. And I keep telling you, while I give you hell about him, he is not your problem. He don't have enough help.
Well, the problem is you need help, and in order to get the help, then you need to get him signed to an extension that's team-friendly.
Get the money.
Exactly. We cut Michael Gallup today. That frees up almost $10 million in cap space.
Okay, yeah, good. That means
the draft class is covered. Whoever we draft is going to get paid.
You need about five.
Now they need to start making some more space, and let's get some free agents here and there to plug some more holes on the offensive line. Maybe a defensive tackle. Maybe bring Stephon. Now, I'll be honest with you. Michael Gallup getting cut today makes me tend to believe Stephon Gilmore is coming back to Dallas. They're going to get him done.
Well, make me tend to believe your number one pick can be a wide receiver. That's what that makes me tend to believe.
Boy, it may be. It may very well be.
I didn't tell you my prediction. Dak is going to get his extension before the draft, and you guys, your number going to be a wide receiver. After that, I'll give you all your parlay wins for the rest of the year.
it may be a wide receiver for real, but I'm still thinking that they're very high on the offensive lineman, Purdy.
No, there are a lot of good offensive linemen in this draft. You could get a good one in the second round and a good one in the third round and maybe even the fourth round. So that's I don't think that's a major issue that you have to, other than there's about 3 or 4 really, really good ones that can be our first round picks. They'll probably be gone before you guys pick at 24. There might be 1 or 2 around there, but I think at the time you need to get a wide receiver and then come back.
Then again, Jerry may want to move up.
No, I don't need to. Not for what you need. You don't need to.
No, but if there's a particular wide receiver we want and he's falling, and we can move up and snag him, I don't think we should.
You need to. I think outside of Nduke, if I pronounce his name correctly, and Marvin Harrison, the others will be there. Who you all want will be there. Who you're looking at the draft board will be there.
All right, well, I'm looking at some moves from today, NFL-related. Aaron Donald retired. Great career.
Yeah, I thought that was shocking.
I like to see him go out on top. He did it under his terms.
Yes.
And I think he's got a lucrative career in broadcasting after football, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, yeah.
Jimmy Garoppolo signs with the Los Angeles Rams.
That's interesting.
Back up to Matthew Stafford. The Eagles trade for Kenny Pickett. They trade to the Pittsburgh Steelers for Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett now the backup in Philadelphia.
I mean, bad.
I love it. I think Kenny Pickett sucks.
Kenny Pickett is coming. No, he's kind of quarterback who'll give you one good game. He played 3-4 games in a row. He'll give you one and a half, maybe two good games. And if Hurts is out for a game, I don't see it as a problem. Now, if Hurts is out for 4 or 5 games, then you have an issue. You see what I'm saying?
Yep. All right, the Cowboys cut Michael Gallup. And
so that frees up $10 million. That's a good free
13, up. He was going to count $13.85 million in 2024. But that actually frees up $10 million, $9.5 million and change.
All right. That's good.
So
that's two contracts.
Yeah, we still got to pay him some money later on down, but that's okay.
That's all right.
I was really high on Michael Gallup when he came up, but obviously he couldn't recover from the injuries. The injuries kind of got him.
Yeah.
But I think a fresh start somewhere else may actually work for him.
Yeah. Maybe.
A team with a garbage wide receiver room could actually use him.
He's a good slot receiver, right?
He could play the slot on the outside.
You get speed, right?
Yeah, and maybe he'll come back with a little blood in his eye and a little vengeance because of being cut.
Anybody in the South Florida might hurt him.
Well, I hear my boy Wilson is available. Might have to bring him back home.
No, he signed with somebody. He signed with somebody today.
Oh, okay. Because we might have to look somebody at him on the cheek.
I saw that. I can't remember who I saw, but somebody made him an offer today.
But we'll see, man. We got a lot of NFL offseason still to go.
Yeah, it usually gets it slow down again. Then pick up definitely before the draft, because people want to make some moves. But outside of that, I mean, this is the heat part of it now, and you're going to see it trickle down after the weekend.
And I tell you, boy, the Lakers lost that other one the other night.
I don't want to talk about that.
We got a call. Let's go to the call, and then we got to pick it up. We got to talk about it at some point, Birdie.
Yeah, okay.
Talking Heads, who's this?
Yeah, Naughty, what's going on? Spurs, Fraley T, Fraley T.
What's happening?
Yep, Naughty, I hear you say nothing about the gentleman we signed from the Broncos, from the Denver Broncos for 1 year.
Who did you all sign from the Broncos?
Is that Brooks? Is Jordan Brooks from the Broncos, is he?
No.
We signed
he's from the Seahawks.
I signed the Dame off for 1 year. Come get caught to ESPN, that's 9. I didn't get to him, but I listened to the show.
I was talking about Fuller, who you all signed yesterday, the cornerback from the Commanders.
I know
that's a good pickup for you all.
We got signed someone today. They threw me for a year.
Are you trying to pull it up right now?
Yeah, for I got it. And plus, Wilkins gone to the black and silver, right? Then gone to the Raiders.
Yeah, no, you're talking about Wilson went to the Saints.
Oh, okay, the Saints, yeah. And your boy gone to the Raiders. All right.
Let me tell you something, man.
Sure.
Y'all did some good job so far. You know, y'all signed
Jordan. Yeah, but we looking good, but not.
Jordan Poyer, which surprised me. Shaquille Barrett, which is a good pickup. Jonathan, the tight end, is a good pickup. Jordan Brooks, the linebacker you got from Seattle, is a good pickup. Aaron Brewer is a offensive center. Kendall Fuller is the cornerback. So y'all either talking about Anthony Walker Jr., the linebacker, or Benito Jones, the defensive tackle.
Where's Aaron from?
Who?
Aaron Brewer, the center. That's who we signed today. I can't remember which team he's from.
Denver, eh?
I think that's what we got from Denver.
Yeah, Denver. That's who it was. That's what come across. They say from Denver. The Broncos. Yeah, that's what they say, the Broncos. Denver Broncos. Okay. Man, you're probably going to do a lot of... Man, we're going straight to the AFC Championship this year, man.
Hold on. Before y'all get so exuberant, I want to let y'all know something.
What?
There was a very sneaky good sign-in in Kansas City last night that puts them right back to where they need to be offensively. And his name is Marquise Hollywood Brown. That is a huge sign-in for the Kansas City Chiefs. That is absolutely huge.
Yeah.
He's going to, with Mahomes, barring injury.
They end the interest, yeah.
Barring injury, Hollywood going for 75 to 80 catches, over 1,200 yards, and about 7-8 touchdowns with Mahomes, or could be more.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we'll do, man. We spend some money and we're looking good, man. Well, I could go with
I'm
that.
Not, I'm not saying that y'all ain't going to be improved and not be in the conversation, but I will tell you, Kansas City has improved sneakily good.
Yeah. Well, that's who we got to beat the girls of, man. You know, we got to get past them, so. Like Pearly say, can't wait till September. Tell the season start.
Do I think you've moved ahead of the Bills with this?
Oh, I think so.
Yes.
Would they let go and would we pick up?
Yes. I think you got better in the division.
For Monday, let's see who we get for the first game and when the season over. I hope it's the Bills.
The schedule is not official yet.
Oh, it is over yet.
It's not been officially listed yet.
Yeah, I open it to Bills. Okay, gentlemen, so let me let someone else get in. Yeah, we can link. Y'all have a safe weekend, man.
Hey, man, be safe, man. Yeah, man.
Naughty, you ain't here from Obi, man. You ain't here from Obi for 5 years. You ain't here from Obi. You ain't here nothing from Obi, man. When you get here from Obi again, it's when the PLP in opposition and 286.
I am.
Nothing you get from. You don't hear nothing from Obi in this 5 years. Nothing.
I am Mitchell Gerwin. Potluck on him out. He can't even talk sports.
I we can link up, dog.
Yeah, man. I go on.
There was a question asked amongst the pundits. Is what Miami got better than what they lost?
I think so. In some of the cases, yes.
I think overall, yes.
Mr. Producer is vehemently no. He is stamping his fist no.
Who he's pulled for?
He's a Dolphin. Kermit's a Dolphin.
No, I know he mad because we lose Wilkinson, but we pick up.
You mad we lose Wilkinson today? You all lose Wilkinson today?
Yeah.
You mad you all lost your Hulk Moliere?
Point is, Poyer is an upgrade in safety over Brandon Jones. He's an upgrade in safety over Brandon Jones. Jono Smith is an upgrade in tight end.
And Fuller might be an upgrade over Xavier Howard, considering the injuries that Howard had over the last couple of years.
Fuller is an upgrade, considering the injuries, is an upgrade over Howard. And Shaq Barrett is not an upgrade, but is an increase or a plus for the Dolphins in terms of Chubb and him and Van Ginkel gone. That's we fine. I think we're fine. I like the linebackers we picked up. They solid. They're not see. If they pick up as role players, we'll be good. You know, it's Holland's job to be the star. It's Chubb's job to be the star. Tua, Hill, all them jobs to be the role players need to play their job, do their job. Once they do their job, we'll be fine. Miami can win that division, it can win a playoff game.
They gotten dry. I mean, dry, I think you all could win that division outright, Pearly.
I think we could, barring injuries. Injuries really hurt Miami this year more than anything else. And I think if Miami stayed healthy, you might have seen a different thing with some of the games. Maybe even in the first round or something, you might have seen something different. But Miami, they probably finished higher, could have won the division. Injuries hurt Miami. And that's part of the game, though. So, you know, no excuses.
I'm hoping for you all, though, Pearly. I think this might be a year to make a run. And get some home field advantage in the playoffs, too.
What Bahamas don't quite understand is, if you hate on Miami, it's probably in the best interest of the Bahamas if Miami win. Because I sure the governor can give us a day off if we win the Super Bowl. It's been waiting too long.
Well, guess what? We got a great take home today. Michael Irvin, Skip Bayless taking us home with that Marquise Hollywood Brown signing and some other free agent commentary. I think that'll be a good look. All right, so Mr. Producer, I send another over to you now. Pearly, we can start looking at our picks for the weekend. And a lot of bracketology this weekend, Pearly. I don't know if you could be free this weekend. Let me know. We could get together and watch some college basketball. There's a plethora of college basketball games to be.
I've been enjoying them all day, but yeah, we can do that. It's not bad.
Now, listen.
Tennessee got upset today. Tennessee got knocked out. So Tennessee is going to go from a number one in the tournament to probably a number two because they're losing today. What if you see North Carolina wins ACC? North Carolina can be number one and Tennessee can be a number two seed. This is some exciting stuff.
Hey, but listen, man, I got a little tidbit for you, man. Your girl from LSU, Angel Reese.
Uh huh.
She get it from my mama.
Oh yeah, she's from Baltimore.
No, not only, stop. Her mother was Angela Webb, who played for University of Maryland, Baltimore County.
Yes.
She had a number retired. She was no joke. She averaged 14. Nope. She averaged 14-8 back in the day.
Yeah.
She played professionally in Luxembourg. and had a great European career. That's back in the day when the WNBA wasn't around. But I'll tell you, man, I remember the name, and I did the pull up. My mom was no joke. But it speaks to the testimony. It speaks to the legacy that Angel has created, because she's almost doubled up her mom's points and rebounds in her career at LSU. She averaged like 23 points and something like 9 or 10 rebounds a game.
Yeah, she has. You're correct.
I can't wait to see her carry that rivalry over into the WNBA. I think she's going to put some flavor into the WNBA.
I think so, too. She's going to be good. She won't be the number one pick because they can go with the white girl, but that's all right.
Listen, don't be surprised.
She won't be the number one pick because already, once Caitlin Clark announced that she was going, I think the Fever got, is the Fever got the number one pick or Indiana?
That's fine. I just wanted to roll up on my gal, Lady Mamba, who's represent for Kobe.
Oh, yeah.
Ionescu. Yeah. She can murk her, okay?
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, a Diana Taurasi in her prime would have taken her lunch money. And all her lip gloss and everything. Take everything. Free up the whole place. Take
Caitlin Clark?
Yes, but Diana Taurasi would have eaten her, boy.
I ain't sure.
But Taurasi is a beast.
Taurasi, yeah, she was a beast. But this girl, Caitlin Clark, this year, I have newfound respect for that girl.
I got another name.
You better be on her the minute she crossed over the half-court line.
I got two names from back in the day in WNBA that would have housed her. Cynthia Cooper and Cheryl Swoops.
They probably would. I don't know, because she's a shooter, so she don't need. She's and she got defense. I don't know.
Wait, Cynthia Cooper used to have that stupid defense, right?
I know, but you
Cheryl Swoops too.
Have you watched Caitlin Clark play?
She could drain it.
No, that girl could shoot. I've watched at least probably about 15 of her games. That woman can shoot.
I can tell you something, though. She got difficulties in the WNBA.
She can pass, too. No, it's going to be a little different in the WNBA, but I think she'll be fine because she got a long-range jump shot.
I have my Joker's hat on, and I can tell you why she got problems in the WNBA, all right?
Yeah, right.
She's a good Roman Catholic girl with a boyfriend. But bump.
Oh, an angel. An angel, but she's done. No, I think they're getting married before she goes to NBA, so she'll be all right. I know. Behave.
It's Friday. I got jokers out on early. But anyway.
Not yet.
Let's get to the picks so we can get out of here, Perlissimo.
Okay.
We're going NBA tonight, brother.
Before we do that, I just want to tell you something. A couple of days ago, they had a bad accident on the corner. A car flipped over and landed on its roof. Thank God the car walked away without a scratch. Maybe a little bit of soreness.
Right through the corner by you? That's when they had all them cars and stuff out there that time?
Yeah. Flipped right over. Head up in the people's yard and only the people's house stopped from getting in the one little wall stopped from going in the people's house.
But how she flipped, though?
I have no idea. All I heard is bomb, and when I reached her, that she was on the hood. But the thing about it is, I'm talking and I say, "Are you right?" And the man said, "The guy's walking." I say, "Okay, Pearly." I said, "You know where you from?" He said, "I recognize the voice." I think, "Oh God, I can't hide no more." Not he has created a monster.
Act like you've been here before, bro. You need to get used to this ish, okay?
I'm getting there. But it's a test. No, it really wasn't.
You want to freak yourself out? Let's walk in Fresh Market or Quality, and let's just walk through on a Saturday or Sunday talking and see how many people know us just our voice alone.
Probably so. But it's just a testament to show how many that the listeners that this show has and what we've reached and the amount of people, men and women, we've reached.
Listen.
So it's just rare. It's really good to feel that we're reaching some people and making an impact in what we do.
I thank God for the blessing. I thank God for giving me the opportunity and my career doing talk radio after doing, such an illustrious run in morning radio. I didn't think it could get any better, but, I appreciate the fans. A lot of them have listened and followed me from there to here. We've gained some new ones. The sky is the limit. Let's get it. You know what I mean?
Let's do it, man. Like Nike says, let's do it.
Like MD said, too. God bless you there.
Okay.
My boy.
Amen.
All right. The Pistons. I like the Heat on the money line tonight over the Pistons, but not by no 8 points.
Yeah, I agree.
I like the Suns to cover. The 10.5 against the Hornets. I think they blow them out tonight.
I bet you on that.
The Magic and the Raptors, I'll take the Magic and the money line, but I don't think they win by 8.5 in Toronto. Toronto always plays tough in Toronto.
Yeah, I agree.
Pelicans by 6 over the Clippers. I'll take the Pelicans at home in the money line, but not by the 6.
I agree with that, too.
Nuggets by 10.5 over the Spurs. I like that one, man. I think they into that late season role now, and I think they get it done tonight.
Nuggets balling. They are balling. So, yeah, I like that.
Hawks minus 3 over the Jazz. The Hawks look like they're trying to do something late in the year. I don't know. I don't want to touch the Hawks in the money line on this one.
I'll take the Hawks. You know, I'll take the Hawks and the spread.
There you go. Well, that's us, Burley. We got to take the break. Flip side of the break. We got Skip Bayless and Michael Irvin taking us home, breaking down all those wide receiver signings, including that big one in Kansas City with Marquise Brown.
Okay, cool, man.
Have a great weekend, man. We'll see you on Monday. And Bahamas, be good, man. If you can't be good at it. And we'll see you Monday.
All right, gonna hit the air fryer. See you later.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Play with Island Games.
We're making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We're paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is pricey, and pricey is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we're putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We're like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Whether you like it hot or you enjoy being original, KFC has the only chicken sandwiches with attitude, featuring 100% extra large white meat chicken fillets for 100% flavor. Enjoy the famous flavor of KFC 11 herbs and spices in the KFC original recipe burger, or take the heat up a notch with a spicy fillet with a KFC Kentucky Deluxe sandwich. And for a limited time, enjoy your favorite sandwich for only $7. That's how it's done. KFC Nassau, it's finger licking good.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Everybody understands that Patrick Mahomes, with this kind of talent, is dangerous. For the last few years, you know, everybody talked about Tyreek Hill, and okay, what do you do? You lose a Tyreek Hill, guy that can knock the top off of any defense, and you go back-to-back champions. That's what you do. You become back-to-back champions. Giving this man anything is dangerous.
Yeah,
giving him somebody dangerous is really explosive, and Marquise Hollywood Brown has that ability, the Kadarius Toney ability.
He does.
He has that. Yeah. I'm talking about that stop move on a dime stuff, real sudden movement, fast and quick. What they're going to do now is with Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes. That's the base. That's what it's been. That's what it will always be. But Andy Reid now takes the Marquise Brown, he takes the Rashid Rice, and he starts placing them in places and doing things with their skill set that's just incredible.
Yep.
on a football field. Marquise Brown in 2021, 91 receptions, 1,008 yards and 6 TDs. That was his career high. He's going to blow those numbers away.
Yep.
He'll blow those numbers away. As you see Travis Kelce, numbers, just doing a little bit because all the focus will go to him. You know, Marquise Brown is getting ready. Hollywood's getting ready to really be Hollywood.
Okay.
All his years in the league, he had that moniker Hollywood Brown. He played okay, but he's about to really get Hollywood now with this quarterback. And that's not, I don't want people to take that as a knock on Lamar Jackson. He played with Lamar Jackson prior to Lamar Jackson getting in the system that he is in right now.
Yeah.
So and it was more of a run central system, and they were added on to that as a passing game. Now his focal point in this offense that he's with Kansas City Chiefs, and you will see his talent really takes off because that talent that's playing quarterback in Kansas City. This was a great move for the Kansas City Chiefs, not just a good move, something that should scare the rest of the league.
So I hear what you're saying, but I'm trying to resist what you're saying because I'm bucking, I'm chafing at what you're saying because I don't want this team just to run away with it next year. And they didn't run away this past year.
No.
It took them a while because they led the league in drops. That wasn't Patrick's fault, but Kelce was hot, and then he was cold, and then he was hot again, and finally, at the end, he got crazy hot. But they, for once, had to go on the road to Buffalo and win a tight game in which the Buffalo kicker missed a late field goal. And then they had to go to Lamar, and I still can't get over it, but they pulled it out because somehow Travis Kelce was left in single coverage for the whole first half, and did he ever take advantage? What was it, 19-9 at halftime? And it just,
he was 13 for 13 in that game.
What are you doing?
It's unfathomable.
Yeah, unfathomable. But it took that. And so I honor what the Chiefs did this year because that wasn't easy, man. That they had to climb. They had to fight. They had to scratch and claw to get where they got.
Right. And they moved the needle.
They did.
And they moved the needle. Yeah. I don't care what you thought coming in, because I thought no way you're going to the Super Bowl with that this year.
Mm-mm.
No way. And they dragged that right on to the Super Bowl.
They dragged it. The Super Bowl was a long, hard drag for them because I didn't think Patrick played great until overtime. Once they got it to overtime and he got the football in his hands, he was spectacular.
Yeah.
He was all-time great in that championship drive of theirs and finally hit McColl. Okay, so I keep trying to say, is Hollywood really that dude? But in this offense, it just doesn't matter because at the end, Rashi Rice started looking like he was that dude.
Right.
He's a little bigger and stronger, and he was strong for them. At the end, he looked like he
Now, but you can see now, though, Skip, where they're going.
Yeah.
They know. They know. You talked about it. I sat right here and I told you guys, that's going to be a long, hard season for Travis Kelce. I told you, and they started beating up on Travis Kelce. And you know, he's getting older, and as the season goes, that stuff wears down on you, man. I can't even tell you guys how hard that is. Because when you're getting double teamed and people are banging you up, you got to get banged up at the line of scrimmage, go run a route, catch a ball, then try to fight people. It wears you down. Just like a boxer, just keep body punching and body punching and body punching. Your body gets tired. And now they're retooling. They're retooling, and right in front of you, they're not going to drop off with their wins, and they're still going to drop off with what they're trying to accomplish, but they are retooling, and this is retooling, because these are different type receivers. And Andy Reid's going to use all of them as an amalgamation to give himself another Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Now, none of them by themselves can do what that Tyreek Hill does.
Yeah.
But all of them together gives him a piece of Tyreek Hill that he's still putting on the football field right now in Kansas City.
All right. So Andy Reid is obviously a speed freak, see Tyreek. But now, I'm going to remind everybody, Hollywood, coming out of the University of Oklahoma, he ran 4.27. He's ran 4.27, okay? And Miko can fly, obviously. And Kadarius Toney, I don't know what his fate's going to be. Is he going to get out of the doghouse? But he can flat fly. And they're surrounding Kelce, who, to your point, at run after catch, banging. But he seemed revitalized at the end of the year. I'm pretty sure he'll still be Travis Kelce. Mm-hmm. So what have I seen from Hollywood? Okay, so I'm a University of Oklahoma fan because I was born and raised in Oklahoma City, so I carefully watched Hollywood for 2 years at Oklahoma. And his second year with Baker at the helm, his second year, they had Mark Andrews, believe it or not, and they had CeeDee Lamb, and they had Hollywood. So Baker wins the Heisman, but look at what he's throwing to. And then, ironically, Mark and Hollywood both go to Lamar. And they are 1-2 in catches for him in Lamar's. It was Hollywood's rookie year, but it was Lamar's MVP year. Well, Hollywood, of the wide receivers, led the team in catches and yards as the wide receiver. Obviously, Mark Andrews was a security blanket favorite target, and he had way more catches. It was 64-46. This was Hollywood's rookie year. So for 3 years with Lamar, he was really good. Then he goes to Arizona, and Kyler didn't play all that many. He played 11 games in 2022 with Hollywood, and then he played only 8 games last year with Hollywood. But Hollywood was so off radar that when I saw his name last night, I had to think twice, like, where's he been? He's in Arizona. Well, out of sight, out of mind, right? And last year, he wasn't very good, but he could be a product of who was throwing him in the football. And so last year, Pro Football Focus ranked him very low down. He was 65th of 95 receivers. So he did not rate last year at all, but he'd be completely revitalized.
I think he's going to blow the charts and blow numbers away in what he's done now. And you just talked about that growth. You know, started with 4-6 receptions and 58 in 2020.
Yep.
His best year was in 2021 when he had the 91 receptions, and then he was shipped off.
Yeah.
He was shipped off. A lot of things went on in Baltimore, and they thought it would be better to move him. I was surprised at that time because I thought they were developing a great rapport together.
But he and Lamar are very close because they're both from your neck of the woods.
Very close.
Yeah.
And that might be why they shipped him off.
Okay.
I'm going to just leave it at
all
that.
All right.
You see what I'm saying? They say maybe... Maybe we should split this up.
I understand.
Because they both are from Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
And both worked out and grew up there together. But sometimes you need to separate, let these guys go their separate ways, and they could do great things. And I thought Hollywood Brown would do pretty good over with Kyler in Arizona. Because you had open offense and two speed guys. I thought they would do great together. But right here with Kansas City, oh my God! I can't wait to see it. I'm really looking forward to seeing what Andy Reid's going to design for Hollywood Brown. You're going to see an incredible season from Hollywood. I can't wait to watch. Hollywood, Rashee Rice, and Mecole Hardman, they're going to be back in the top of all of that, because when you put all of that together, you kind of get a Tyreek Hill.
Okay, so right here, right now, would you say they should be the favorite?
Does
Hollywood put them over the top? Yeah,
you got 15, and you just won. Like we just talked about, dragging those guys are dropping balls. And people are talking about, well, he still won the Super Bowl. The brilliance of Patrick Mahomes he played every play. Like, I can throw this ball to this guy and I can get it there, but it's 3rd and 3. I'm gonna run and get this first down. You don't see those don't show up in the stats, but that's what makes him great. So yes, this addition right here ain't gonna be dropping them balls like the Kadarius Toney did, you know. So you won't find any weakness. It'll be tough. This is going to be a tough out for anybody in the AFC this year.
All right, early on, I'm still picking Baltimore just because of Derrick Henry, but I loved them last year, and they got a home AFC championship game, and I still can't believe they lost it, and I feel like Lamar is going to right the wrong of that game.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.